Psalm 43, Preface. A wounded deer, pursued by huntsmen and hounds, will cry aloud that his voice re-echoes through the forest, and exerting his utmost strength and celerity, he will seek to gain a stream of flowing water. Scenting the water afar off, he will, regardless of impediments, make for it to find in it relief and safety. The stream affords him safety, for swimming it he escapes from his pursuers, and the water revives him, restoring his exhausted strength. In like manner, the Christian should be practiced in escaping the arts and snares of that hunter of souls, who, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whenever tempted and tried by his spiritual enemies, it should be an invariable habit with the Christian to seek safety and comfort in that broad stream of divine grace which flows so freely in the word of the cross. Neither should he neglect the use of the holy sacraments, and should cry with all his heart for the help and comfort of the Holy Ghost. So doing, the Christian, however hard-pressed he may be, cannot perish, for the sword of the Spirit will not fail to repulse the enemy, and fervent prayer relieves the burden of the soul. The word of the Lord enlightens the eyes, quickens the soul, rejoices the heart, and the Holy Ghost gives comfort, life, and joy to the sorrowing. Of this we are reminded in the 43rd Psalm. An appeal to God, the highest judge. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Summary. This psalm David composed at a time when he had to experience the deceitfulness and the fickleness of men, perhaps when Absalom rebelled and Ahithophel gave pernicious counsel against him. Therefore, he pleaded the justice of his cause before God, not doubting God would hear him and would cause him again to go up to his sanctuary with joy. Always we should so walk in this world as to have a good conscience when men speak evil of us and persecute us. And justly should this be our chief joy, to frequent the courts of the Lord and to hear his word. While we have it, let us hear the word of our God, and while we are able to go, let us not be missing in the house of worship. Prayer. O Lord, thou God of the afflicted, and of all those suffering wrongfully, have compassion upon those tempted by Satan and persecuted by the world. Comfort and strengthen them and us by thy word and spirit. Uphold us, and finally deliver us from all evil, and receive us into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.